News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Paul Lattel, the Minister for State Jonathan Responsibility for Business, Employment and Retail, Emer Higgins, has said she's going to ask Dublin City Council to pause the Dublin Transport Plan that's due to come into effect in August because of concerns about the impact it could have on jobs and retail sales in the city. Minister for the Environment and Transport, Eamon Ryan, though, he disagrees. He said it's time to press ahead with it. We've been talking about it. We kind of disagree on it as well.
You still haven't told me if we close Badger's Quay to cars,
you're like
where
a broken record.
Where do they go?
I told you about six times. If you actually listen, listen, what are our texters saying? What are our listeners saying, I should say?
Lots of listeners are getting a con. Shane, there's loads of ways around the city or different routes. So how do you get to the Rotunda? James's Hospital, Temple Street, the National Maternity Hospital. It's great for Shane who lives in town, but everybody else in the country who must come from far away to get there. It's true.
No.
How do you get to the Rotunda if you don't drive up Bachelor's Gate?
You're not listening. If you're driving to the city centre, it will actually be easier for you. It's what they're trying to do is stop people driving through the city centre.
But they're closing off
other
Bachelor's Quay.
Other texts coming through. Retail had months
to... If you were a politician, I'd be skewering you over that. You still haven't given me an answer.
I've given you loads of answers, Jonathan. You just won't listen. You're the politician here because you're not actually listening. And you're sticking your finger in the air and going, oh, you know what, this is unpopular with people.
I'm actually pointing, but you can't see that. You can't see me pointing furiously in general direction.
I can imagine you pointing. Retail had months to plan for this change, says another listener. They didn't bother hoping to block, and looks like they have a weak minister who's willing to accommodate. I'm okay with the tin plastic recycle scheme. What got under the radar is the rip-off and 20 and 40 cent charge now for paper bags for whatever reason. Disgraceful, says the listener.
Look, we're talking about the Dublin Transport Plan and it going ahead, and I think that this is going to cause chaos, and as usual they're trying to sneak it in August when there's no traffic, and then in September chaos breaks out. Yes, exactly. Well, I remember when it was launched, somebody said, oh, our mind map will adjust to accommodate it. My mind map is well adjusted in advance. But let us know what you think this morning. 087 1400 106. You can get involved as well by text 53106 for a cost of 30 cents.
Okay, let's continue this debate because we're joined by Louis Copeland, owner of Louis Copeland and Sons in Dublin City Centre, and Michael Pidgeon, leader of the Green Party Group on Dublin City Council. Michael, to you first. Were you surprised by the intervention of the junior minister, Emer Higgins, on this?
Yeah, I was, to be honest. She's a national minister and seems to be getting involved in the placement of about 20 or 30 metres of bus lanes in a city. I think you need to leave that to a council. National government might want to fund those projects, but otherwise I think they should kind of butt out a little bit. The council has debated and discussed this a lot. We've voted on it twice by my count, but maybe even more. Every time it's come out that the council is backing this. The council wants to go ahead with this. We had a public consultation. It's probably the biggest one I've ever seen. We had 3,500 responses. Short of a referendum, that's about as good as public consultations ever get. And it was overwhelmingly positive. So I understand there were some issues from a couple of businesses, many of whom are car park owners, who don't like this system. That's fine. It's a democracy. Not everyone's going to agree. But I think we need to push on. And I think Dubliners are sick of waiting for buses and Lewis's, and they're sick of waiting for change.
Okay, can you just, before I bring in Louis, can you deal with Jonathan's argument there that, you know, how do you
get to the Rotunda was the thing he said. Jervis Street and Parnell Street. It's fairly simple. You turn up Jervis Street. That's probably the fastest way to get to the Rotunda now before this plan. And that's a route that is completely unaffected by this. I've had lots of people write to me saying, how do I get here? How do I get here? There is nowhere that you cannot drive to in Dublin. They're talking about adding a bus lane to Aston Quay and Bachelor's Walk. That's it. He also mentioned, I think, James's Hospital, for example. Who on earth would drive along Bachelor's Walk or Aston Quay to get to a hospital in Rialto? And I don't want to get too in the weeds because I know a lot of listeners aren't in Dublin. But the idea that every bit of traffic goes through here is just nonsense.
Louis Copeland, are you persuaded?
Not really, and there's 2-1 here. Jonathan from Cork there going to give us a help there too?
I am neutral for this debate. Okay. I am neutral. Okay. I will be a neutral chair.
I mean, the Dublin City Centre Traders Alliance Group, a group that we're getting an assessment on, and it should be ready in July. I think people don't know what's happening. I haven't got a clue. I mean, I know that. You said about the 3,500 people that nobody asked us, no traders were asked. I mean,
the Traders Alliance you referred to made a submission as part of that consultation, so they were definitely aware of it.
Maybe they were aware of it, but nobody asked the traders. Like, I mean, this was coming in, so I mean, it's really confusing.
What's your worry, Louis? What is your concern?
I'm worried, like, how do people get from south side to north side? I mean, you know, I mean, you can only get across by a bridge.
Yeah.
I mean, people are confused.
Okay, Michael, that question, how do you get from...
Using the same bridge as you currently would. Again, if the route doesn't go through Bachelor's Walk or Aston Quay, odds are it's likely unaffected. I think part of the reason for the confusion is that talking about these things, particularly on radio without a map, can be quite difficult. And it has been covered in some places as being a car ban or something like that. I don't know anyone, and I'm in the Green Party, I don't know anyone who's proposing a car ban for Dublin City Centre. What we are talking about is looking at the quays, which are so traffic choked. If people are listening on a bus now, odds are they might be running into traffic on the quays and being stuck there. And it's about trying to break the stranglehold that traffic has, particularly along the quays. And that's where this plan is focused.
Some people get into it saying that, the route you suggested for that example, it was Jervis Street. You said a tiny, narrow road. That's going to be a lot of congestion.
Sure, but the quays are tiny and narrow. That's the problem. At the moment, there's at peak rush hour on Bachelor's Walk, it's between 4 and 5 cars a minute go through. It's a trickle of traffic because it's so congested. And you might say, well, that's just traffic, never mind. But the trouble is the buses are stuck behind that. And if 1 or 2 cars or 4 or 5 cars go through, that's probably carrying less than 10 people between them cumulatively. And then if you look at a bus, that's going to have, 90 people on it at rush hour? Maybe more, depending on your route.
Okay. Louis, the argument Michael's making, it frees up more space for public transport, for more people to come into the city centre.
I mean, it hasn't really been explained to us how this is going to work. I mean, total confusion. And I mean, if I'm confused, what are the public like? I mean, they're confused. So, I mean, we've called on the minister to postpone this till the new year, till we get a full assessment and see what comes out of that.
Okay, how about that, Michael, about postponing it, giving time for people to get their heads around it, and maybe giving time to look at the reaction and the impact this is going to have?
I have to say we've done that a lot. The Traders Association that Louis is a member of made a submission on this. Lots of people went through the plan. It is a little complicated to explain and understand. I get it. But the idea that we constantly delay and delay and delay just leaves us with Dublin City being a bit of a mess and being a bit unplanned, which I think a lot of the city centre is at the moment. I would push on. The simplest way for people to understand it would for it to be pushed out as a trial. We can obviously fix it if there's a problem. But I find when it comes to traffic changes, it's very difficult to get your head around it until you just do it.
And I'm going
to
suck it and see. Exactly. A listener's gotten to us. Can the Green Councillor, the Green Councillor is Michael Pidgeon, leader of the Green Party group in Dublin City Council, can he tell us how many people who voted for this on the council are affiliated to the cyclist lobby? God, or are part of the Green Party?
Well, obviously, I get my monthly check from the cycle lobby, and you know, it's baby need shoes, so that's very helpful. But I think that was the nice thing about this. This isn't some Green Party scheme, as people might want to cast it. I saw a headline that said it's Eamon Ryan's plan. It's nothing to do with that. This plan came from the City Council's traffic department, from traffic engineers. It was supported by councillors from Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour, the Greens, Independents. When it came to our traffic committee, after a long debate, there's about 20 councillors there, it was virtually unanimous.
What about people who texted in saying, oh, easy for you, Shane, you live in the city centre, we've to drive from, 40, 50 miles away, this is going to impact on us. What would you say to them, Michael?
I'd say two things. The first thing I'd say is that if you live in the city centre, you actually matter, and it's reasonable for you to want to live in a nice place that isn't traffic congested. So we shouldn't just dismiss that. The second thing is that if you do have to drive in, that's fine. You will still be able to drive in. Every car park is still accessible. This is about breaking the stranglehold that through traffic has on our core city centre.
Louis, you have a shop on Capel Street.
I think it's a bit of a mess at the moment, to be honest with you. Total mess, yeah.
Why do you say that?
I'm in the street a long time, so that's what my view on it.
Okay, and you're saying with this scheme...
If I had back again, I'd love to come back to 2019 and just leave it as it was because, you see the quays, they've blocked off the quays with bus lanes and, the bicycle lanes, and there's not many people using them, and, I think it's
Michael, the keys have changed dramatically, and there was also a lot of opposition when we went cycle lane and bus lane there.
I mean, someone's in the High Court now trying to move a bus stop. So, like, any time you make any traffic change, I know there's opposition. But we just had an election. You just have to push on sometimes.
Harriet Dunn has got in touch to say, in relation to who on earth would drive up the quays to get to St James's Hospital, Northside is the answer, because we can't go through College Green. What arrogance, typical of a public servant with no idea how a private business operates. Well, Michael isn't a public servant. He's a councillor. Let me add, it's private businesses' taxes and their employee taxes who pay his salary. He doesn't get it. Do you want to respond to that?
Look, I was very clear about this stuff. I ran for election. Greens across the city were doing this, and we did pretty well. I'm sick of politicians saying, oh, we need to change stuff, and then not doing anything. I ran on a clear mandate, and I'm going to try and implement it. I'm going to listen to people. We're going to change things. We're going to try and fix things. But the idea that Dublin City Centre can just be left alone as it is, it's just not a runner.
Last word to you, Louis.
I think the new city manager, Richard Shakespeare, I think he's kind of commercially minded. And I think this kind of scheme was devised before he came into power. And hopefully, I think common sense will prevail. And they'll put it off the next year till a full assessment is done. And maybe we'll get some positive.
Okay. Louis Copeland, owner of Louis Copeland & Sons, Michael Pidgeon, leader of the Green Party Group on Dublin City Council. Thank you both for talking to News Talk Breakfast.